call my daddy. I gotta call my daddy. Close watch on that man, see what he's up to. You never know what's going to happen. I remember one time I called up Dad. I said, what you doing today? He said, boy, I am in paradise. I said, what's going on over there? He said, you ever heard of the Big Brothers? I said, oh yeah, where a man will take in a little boy and show him a good time, a little boy that might not have the company of a father. He said, exactly. He said, well, there's big sisters, too. He said, boy, believe it or not, they will send over a young girl directly to you. I said, Daddy, what are you doing? What are you doing? Nasty old man ain't allowed to get a little girl. You're supposed to get a boy. He said, I know that, son. But what I did was, when I called up, I registered for a kid under the name of Gene Grease-Manelli. So they would think it was a woman and send over a young girl. I got me a 15-year-old girl in it. I said, Daddy, are you crazy? Are you crazy? You want to go to jail for 20 years? He said, I ain't touched it, boy. I ain't done a thing untoward to her. I said, but Daddy, a 15-year-old girl in that house, let me talk to her. Let me talk to her. Daddy said, okay. This little voice come on the phone and said, hello. I said, oh, God. I said, are you having fun, little girl? Is everything okay? She said, oh, yes, I am. I've had the best time. When I first got here, your father took me out in the backyard and let me climb a tree. I got all the way to the top. Of course, I wouldn't have made it if he hadn't given me that big boost. I thought, oh, God. Well, I got dirty playing in the yard, so Daddy took me inside, and he was worried that my clothes would be stained forever, so he made me take them all off so he could wash them for me. I'm thinking, oh, God. But he wrapped me in a towel so I'd stay warm. Then, so I wouldn't be bored while we was waiting for the clothes to get done, Daddy hid change all around the house and made me crawl around looking under the furniture for him. I'm thinking, oh, God. I said, put my father back on, would you please? Daddy come on the phone and said, how you like that, boy? I said, Daddy, my God, I said, you just stay right there. Don't you do another thing with that girl. I'll be right over. Well, man, I got over there toot sweet. There was this precious, cute little thing just pulling back into her clothes. And I said, my God. He said, boy, I never did nothing. I said, well, I hope you can convince the lady of it. Look, sure enough, a car pulled upside. It said, Big Sisters Incorporated. He said, my God. For some reason, they're coming back to pick up the girl early. That's the woman that dropped her off. And she's... I said, Dad, relax. Just relax. Just relax. I tell you what. Make believe that you're a priest. Because priests don't hobble nothing. Here, where's that old Bible we used to... Here it is. You sit down. And we'll pull this off, Daddy. Just be cool, Daddy. Be cool. So sure enough, that woman comes to the door. And the little girl goes running out. Oh, hi there, Mrs. Sampson. She comes in and says, where's Gene Grease-Manelli? And I laughed. I said, oh, you must be my father, Gene Grease-Manelli. That happens to him all the time. You know, people mistake him, and that's... But, you know, being a priest like he is, he couldn't bear to disappoint that little girl because she had a big day planned. So he, told her some stories, as priests will do. And they had a nice day sitting around reading the Bible. And the woman looks suspiciously at Daddy, who is sitting there with a big toothless grin, a stained T-shirt, big old baggy boxer shorts on, and the Bible in his hand upside down. He said, she said, sir, you're a priest, huh? He said, yes, ma'am, Dominique Dominguez, Sonia Dippolingus. Yeah. She said, well, if you really are a priest, then, you can tell me why Lot's wife got turned into a pillar. And Daddy looked and said, hell, I don't know. I guess so Lot'd have a good place to sit down.
What do you